Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Me'ilah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Daled, Mishnah Hey, and today's Mishnah we're learning Masechas Esbas Rachel, Shish B'Zecher Defined Rezivu Hagun, Bikarav Mamish. And we have more discussions about Loinan of Loin Ma'ilin. The Mishnah tells us Dishon Mizbech HaPnimi VeHaMenorah, the ashes that are cleared away from the inner Mizbech and the Menorah. The Menorah was lit every evening in the Beis Hamikdash. In the morning, the wicks and whatever was left over was cleared out. That's called Dishon of the Menorah. And Mizbech HaPnimi is the inner Mizbech, also known as Mizbech HaKtaris or Mizbech HaZav. The Ktaris was burned on it every day, and the ashes were cleared away from it as well. So these ashes that were cleared away, loinanin v'loin mayalin. Well, chatchila one's not going to benefit from it, but one can't be over meila with it either because it's already after their avodah. And we know that once the avodah of something is finished in the Beis Hamikdash, you can't be over meila with it. Now here we have an interesting din regarding this. Hamakdish dishon batchila. Somebody who's makdish the dishon batchila, which we'll explain in just a moment. Mayalin by one could be over meila with it. This is referring to where before the ashes were cleared away, let's say from the mizbeach, a person said, I take upon myself to donate the value of these ashes to the Beis Hamikdash. And since they're still in the Mizbeach, it hasn't yet been brought to the stage that we learned about in the beginning of the Mishnah, that loinan v'loin mayalin, and therefore if a person does benefit from these ashes, he is over me'ila, because now there's fewer ashes here, and so we're unable to make a proper estimation and evaluation of how much these ashes are worth to see how much the fellow has to pay to the Beis Hamikdash. Therefore, the person who benefited from it is over me'ila. On to another discussion, back to karbanos. We know that there's two different types of birds that can be brought as a karban in the Beis Hamikdash. One is called a tar, the other is a ben yoina. A tar is a turtle dove, and ben yoina is a young pigeon, and they have to be a particular age. So if a person had designated such birds as a karban, but they were the wrong age, and they're not able to be brought, that's what the Mishnah says. Tyrin shalai yezmanon. Tyrin, which are too young. Their time hasn't yet come, so they can't be brought as a karban. And ubnei yoina she'avarzmanon. These bnei yoina, these young pigeons, that their time had passed. They're already too old. They can't be brought as a karban anymore either. Loinan of loimayalin. L'chatchila, one's not allowed to benefit from them. However, you're not going to be over me'ila because they're not kachi Hashem. They can't be brought as a karban. However, Rav Shimon argues, and he says, Tyrin shalai yezmanon mayalin bahen. If it's a tar, turtle dove, which is still not yet old enough to be brought as a karban, one could be ever meal with it if it was designated as a carbon, and that's because if you wait a little bit longer, it will be old enough to be brought as a carbon, so that's why you could be ever meal with it, even though it's still too young currently. But he does agree with the following, if it's a ben yoina that's already too old, because over here it's too old, there's nothing to do about it. Moving on to Mishnah Hay, continue to discuss, milk from an animal which is hektish, and eggs of a tar, of his turtle dove, one can't benefit from it, but again, he's not going to be ever meila if he does. Now we clarify by when was this stated? That's only if this animal, this bird, was designated as a carbon. So the reason why it's loinan v'loimayalin is because the eggs or the milk are not able to be brought as a carbon themselves, so they don't have the din of kachi Hashem. That's why loinanin, but still loimayalin. Avol, but kachi bet the kabayis, says the Mishnah. If this has kedusha bet the kabayis, which means somebody donated the bird or the animal just to be used for the Beis HaMikdash upkeep fund, and it doesn't have the kedusha of a carbon, so then hektish tarnagoyles, if he was makdish, let's say a chicken, mayalin ba. One could be ever me'ila with it and with its egg, because everything here, the whole package, namely anything that has value, is meant for the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore one would be ever me'ila with it. Same thing, chamar, if a person had donated a donkey or a female donkey, ma'ilin ba ubechalava, one would be ever me'ila with it, and any milk that comes from it, even though the milk's not kosher and you can't drink it, still it could be sold and that money could be used for the Beis HaMikdash, therefore one would be ever me'ila with it. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Vav and Zayin, going on to discuss other hektish related things that are subject to me'ila. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.